This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, January the 4th, 2022. Have you started to write that on your checks? Well, only if you write checks. Jennifer, do you still use checks?
Not often. Every once in a while.
Yeah,
not
really.
I write checks for work, though, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, because the snob Victoria is always talking about, I never use checks.
I don't have a need for them. I don't have to write a check for anything.
Happy birthday to Victoria Keelan.
Yay!
Celebrating today with the... Well, she's not excited about it, though. In sense of that. Thank you.
I'd be more excited if I was asleep on my birthday, but I'm here, so...
But a belated birthday party. Speaking of that, I'm trying to figure out how to get tickets for the birthday party that's going to be in the theaters on the 17th of January. There are going to be performances at 1 o'clock local time, 7 o'clock local time. Tickets can be purchased at the movie theater. You got to find out where the movie theater is.
And just say, you're talking about the birthday of Betty White.
On what I said.
Okay. You didn't.
Yeah, I don't have a movie made about me yet.
It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming.
Thank you.
Hello. All right, talk among yourselves for a minute here.
Who's calling you?
The funny thing is, he gets landlined. Like, who even has a landline anymore?
And he's only been doing this for, like, 50 years. Who doesn't know that he has a radio show at this time?
Or how does he not know to just turn the ringer off?
These are all really good questions.
Later in the day, I need to have it so that I can access it, but I usually, you know...
It's not a permanent decision to turn the ringer off, you know. It can go right back on.
Thank you very much. Today and every day.
That's my tech report for today.
To think, hear, lift yourself out of, get away from yourself and think about the bigger world. That's one of the messages. The voices of value are Jennifer and Victoria and JJ's out today. And hopefully me talking about the things that are going on. And certainly people are thinking about Betty White and tickets for that birthday party. I think it would be kind of a cool thing. I'm looking forward to it, frankly. It's called Betty White, 100 Years Young, a Birthday Celebration. Okay, so let's get to a couple of things that are they've been gnawing at me. This poll, which shows that Americans are increasingly justifying political violence in advance of what's going to happen or what isn't going to happen on January 6th. What do you think is going to happen? This is the replay. There are a lot of people who think
nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. I think it would be.
I mean, Trump's going to give a speech on January 6th, and Chuck Schumer is going
to
do
end?
Some political. I don't know. We don't know what he's going to talk about yet, but he's going to do some kind of rally event on the 6th, and then
okay, maybe
Chuck
I
Schumer.
Should do that. Why don't I it'll have as much meaning? Why don't I have a rally on the 6th? And
you could. Good luck getting the attendance there, but you know, I mean, January 6th, Chuck Schumer is going to be doing some posturing as well, saying that if people don't vote with the if Republicans don't go along with the Voting Act, which completely transforms voting and does all mail-in,
I'm
all this nonsense, that he's going to blow up the filibuster. And that's going to be another round. So a lot of politics, but I don't buy that there's going to be this big event on the 6th. And look, I hope I'm not wrong, but I feel pretty strongly about it. And, you know, you have to think, when you think about this poll, I know it's really easy for the narrative to become about, you know, violence against governmental institutions. Mm-hmm. It's all about those insurrectionists and all those people marching through the Capitol. Yeah, but we also had years before that of violence on political institutions when you had Black Lives Matter and you had other groups that came together that were burning down police stations and taking over city streets in Seattle. That's the same kind of stuff. So, of course, when people are asked the question, do you think that governmental violence is justified or do you think it can happen? Of course people are going to say yes. It's been happening a lot. Especially over the last couple of years. So
the Newsweek magazine article that suggests there's going to be a big deal on the 6th, that Americans are getting ready to rise up and take over the government, seems to me to be nonsensical. But I don't want to stick my head in the sand. If people are capable of doing what they did last year And
honestly, I think it's wishful thinking on their part.
Yeah,
because it would give them a whole lot to talk about, a whole lot to suppress votes with.
Mm-hmm. All right, my two favorite ladies in the House, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Liz Cheney, both making news for several, well, different reasons. For Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was suspended from Twitter. And I say, so what? Who cares? You're making a big deal out of
it. And that's not even her
private.
She still has a Twitter account. Her representative, whatever, you know, her official Twitter account is still there.
Yeah. You know. Right.
I take issue with it because I don't think Twitter should be the arbiters of free speech. You know,
they shouldn't. But they do have they own it. It's a private company.
It's a private
they
company.
They should be able to do what they want.
But they should also acknowledge that they put their thumb on the scale. The fact that Ayatollah Khomeini has a Twitter account and Marjorie Taylor Greene does not, I think is pretty stupid.
By the way, did you see yesterday the Iranian attacks around the Middle East? I don't mean to change the subject.
Iran says that they're gonna attack us if Trump isn't put on trial for war crimes because 2 years ago he killed what's his name, Hassan, I think, the top terrorist, and it was 2 years ago yesterday, the anniversary of that.
One of the best things that Trump did.
The great things that Trump did. Yeah. And so Iran says that that if he's not put on trial for war crimes, that they are going to wage war against the United States.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, help yourself. So anyway, I got the other half of the duo here, Liz Cheney. You suppose they even talk to each other, Green and Cheney? You think they even talk to each other?
Not much.
No, probably not.
Only in your dreams.
Ah, okay. Well, I wasn't even thinking about that, but that's an interesting thought. Okay, so Liz Cheney says that Ivanka tried to get Trump to intervene last year. One wonders, all of them did. Didn't Donald Jr. and Eric and...
Apparently Don Jr. doesn't have
people.
His dad's cell phone number.
Oh, really?
There was some, there was some bizarre story about how he had to keep going through Mark Meadows. And, if it's your dad, you text your dad. Yeah. I don't know. Ivanka apparently went right up to him in the room.
Contact. Well, yeah, because she worked at the White House. Don Jr. did not. But... Yeah,
I know, but Don Jr. was
all a bunch of...
There.
All a bunch of... Nothing.
Hooey.
I don't know. I mean, he gave the speech. I don't even know how aware he was.
He was in front of the White House.
On.
Yeah, but the real issue though is He went hours. Okay, this is what incenses people.
Hey, calm down.
He went.
Okay,
he went.
Be all right.
I'm
he
calm.
80 minutes. It was 80 minutes.
Okay, so that's a long time when people are literally busting into the Capitol. And then when he did say something, we know his words. We love you. You're beautiful. You know, whatever. I mean, this was not
I think he was
condemning.
Talking to people that were out there. Because don't forget.
Well, that's what
that
people want
to
believe. But, yeah.
Well, I think people want to believe whatever they want to believe. I think that probably people on your side of the aisle believe that he was dog whistling to people. I think people on my side of the aisle believe that he gave an
dog
address
whistling?
Like he was supposed to.
What
yeah, dog
mean?
Whistling. Dog. It means you send a whistle out to people, which is what they said Trump did all the time, which I think is nonsense, but anyway.
Send
a secret code or something. It's very conspiratorial how the left thinks that he has this control over people, that he can just dog whistle. It's just very strange. But as much as people on the right get accused of being conspiratorial, there's a ton of it on the left as well. It happens everywhere. But I don't know how much of this can be done. My question about January 6th still remains. Who gave the order for the Capitol Police to stand down? Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. She is very politically attuned to what's going on. She knows what can help her along politically. No one has even answered the question about why Nancy Pelosi, who heads up the Capitol Police, who had the order to bring in more officers if she wanted to, did not. Why Capitol Police officers were pulling back barricades to let people come in and making the scene a lot worse than it ever needed to be. I want to know why the White House asked for the National Guard and they were denied access to the National Guard when they knew that this was going to be a big event. Where are all those questions? I mean, if anybody cares about the truth and not the politics, we would be answering, what logistically went wrong to allow this to happen at the United States Capitol. Because not one person that walked in there was armed. Nobody had a gun in there except for the Capitol Police. So if it's an insurrection, it's a piss-poor version of one. Because they didn't even, thank goodness, didn't bring a weapon inside. The biggest weapon they had was bear spray. And that was one guy who I think had a canister of bear spray with him. So I don't know. There's just all of this, like, you know, we were just moments away from losing our democracy. No, that is ginned up politics.
Well, that's new.
But I don't think. Okay, but I, from the other side of the aisle, I also don't think that it's right to downplay what actually happened. I will never forget watching that on live on TV and thinking at first, I mean, my first thought was, this is weird. Like, this looks like some South American country where, like, the government's being overthrown. It looked exactly like that. Flags waving around that I didn't recognize, and like it looked like a foreign country. And then you realize, oh no, this is our actual Capitol building, and this is happening. I don't care who was responsible,
exactly
it shouldn't have happened.
Saying. It's exactly what you're saying, though, Victoria. It's that no one wants to get to the bottom of it because no one's done playing politics.
Like
with
nobody
it.
Wants to get to the bottom of our relationship with China. All right, let's move on. In the whole Department of Monoclonal Antibodies. I see Governor DeSantis. I didn't realize these things were things you could spread around. Antibodies are things you can give out like vaccines. Yes.
Yeah. Are you talking about the monoclonal? Yes. Are you talking about the treatment that you get when you're in the hospital with COVID? The monoclonal antibody treatment.
Yes.
Apparently, there are stockpiles of this stuff and it's not being used. So what are we doing? I didn't know that. Frankly, so what's the
They're
story?
They're being doled out state by state. In fact, there's a couple of big stories about this. One of them is happening from New York, where the governor, Kathy Hochul, just came out and said that it's going to be delivered, if people are sick and need antibodies, it's going to be delivered on a point system. And so typically the point system is now going to favor people of color instead of just making it about the severity of case. It's about your risk factors. And so because people of color have higher risk factors, it seems that they're more apt to receive monoclonal antibodies instead of just based on need, which I think is kind of ridiculous. Florida, because the government, obviously the Biden administration, not a big fan of Ron DeSantis in Florida, they've held back the delivery of monoclonal antibodies to Florida because he was taking them, and it was a great idea. He was going door to door to people who were sick so that they could stay out of hospitals and they could get the treatment at home. And so then his supply got pushed down. It seems that, again, we're back to politicizing everything, including...
Well, yeah, I mean, his anti-mask mandate. I mean, it's all political and it's all ridiculous, yeah. But it's equal on both sides, and it's unfair to even imply that it's not.
I don't know that it is.
18 okay. After the hour, this is the DJV program.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. This is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for trending items, including celebrating Victoria's birthday and David Bowie. I always used to say Bowie. Because,
why?
I don't know, because that's the way the guy that used to have the Bowie knife is Bowie. Yeah, I guess that was pronounced Bowie. All right. Anyway, David Bowie's estate has made some news. We'll tell you about that. And what else we can celebrate today in addition to Victoria's birthday right after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This is one of my favorite David Bowie songs. You like this, Victoria?
Sure.
Changes. So David has been dead for 6 years now. He died 6 years ago? It's been that long?
Woo! 2016.
Yeah.
Yep.
My heavens. All right, so the news here is that his estate has sold all of his songs, his catalog, to Warner Music Group. The deal includes all of his hits, Space Oddity, Life on Mars, Ziggy Stardust, this song, His vision and creative genius drove him to push the envelope, according to the people that bought. The estate is obviously trying to build up and get as much out of this as they could. $250 million, right? Is that it?
That's on the low end. Yeah, we don't know the exact number, but they said it's the rights to 26 studio albums that he did when he was alive.
Yeah.
There's some other stuff that he's done, you know, that his estate put out after he died. But he would have been 75 this coming Saturday. So they've got retail stores and stuff.
Yeah. So other people who have been selling their catalogs, Stevie Nicks recently did, Bob Dylan. I think he and Bruce Springsteen got $500 million, right?
How mm-hmm. much?
Bruce got over $500 million.
Yeah.
Dylan pretty close to that. How much did Stevie Nicks get, you know?
I don't know. I didn't even know Stevie sold her catalog.
I didn't either.
Is sort of news to me. Yeah, I don't know.
Right, yep.
I would imagine just because Stevie put out more stuff with Fleetwood than she did on her own, I don't know that it would be worth
that, kind of
that much. I mean, Bowie was really prolific, so not sure.
All right, happy birthday to Victoria. What else do we celebrate today? Let's see here. It's National Spaghetti Day. If you want to celebrate that. You like spaghetti?
It's Spaghetti Day? I thought it was National Weigh-In Day.
Spaghetti
on my
Day.
Birthday.
That is, yeah, it's National Weigh-In Day as well.
Yeah, weigh in after you eat the spaghetti.
That's an excellent idea. We'll talk more about that weighing in. And what happened to Elizabeth Holmes in the next half hour of the DJV program's 28 after now.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Children ages 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday it's also shortening the time from 6 months to 5 months between being fully vaccinated to being able to receive a booster. Dr. John Brownstein spoke to Good Morning America.
Even at the best children's hospitals in the United States with state-of-the-art care, some children who become infected with this virus will die from it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will also weigh in on the Pfizer booster later this week. A judge has ordered charges dropped against two Bureau of Prisons guards who admitted falsifying records after Jeffrey Epstein's jail suicide. Tova Noel and Michael Thomas admitted their guilt in May in exchange for having the charges dismissed if they followed the agreement's rules for 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci explains why kids' COVID-19 hospitalization numbers are so high.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
That if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge in Oklahoma has set a January 28th date for the resentencing of Joe Maldonado Passage, better known as the Tiger King Joe Exotic. In July, a federal appeals court ruled he should get a shorter sentence. The U.S. Court of Appeals determined the trial court wrongly treated two murder-for-hire convictions separately in calculating his prison term. Maldonado Passage received a 22-year prison sentence. The appeals court said the trial court should have calculated to be between 17 and a half years to just under 22 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. It's okay. Think about the day, Victoria. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's okay to wear the scars of experience. There's a new book that I'm reading called The Comfort Book. Have you seen this? It's a nice, it's like the... remind me when we have Warren on tomorrow to talk about that wonderful book you gave me for Christmas.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. If you're a dog owner, that is a great book.
Yeah, it is. Really, it is. The Forever Dog is what we're talking about. Anyway, it's okay to be the teacup with a chip in it. That's the one with the story. It's okay to be sentimental and whimsical and cry bittersweet tears at songs and movies. That's what I do. It's okay to like... what you like. It's okay to like things for no other reason than because you like them. Right? You like them. I don't have to give you a reason for me liking. I like it. It's okay to let people find you out. That is to know who you are. Making yourself vulnerable, I think. That's hard for people to do. Don't you think, Victoria, it's hard for people to be vulnerable?
Some people, yeah.
It would seem. It's okay not to make the most of every chunk of time. In other words, it's okay to waste time. It's okay to be who you are. And I celebrate you, Victoria, because of who you are on your birthday. Not, it's not easy being Victoria, not easy being Doug, it's not easy being whoever we are, but we are.
It's not easy being Kermit, it's not easy being Green.
That's true. Not easy being Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of that blood testing company called Theranos. She was found guilty, as charged, of conspiracy and fraud in California yesterday. They did not reach a verdict on three of the counts. The judge instructed the jury to continue deliberations, but they didn't reach an agreement. So she's guilty on three. The company raised $1 billion, had a valuation of $11 billion. Investors, all the rich and famous people that were into things.
Who all lost, they lost all the money.
A lot of money.
General Mattis. Remember him? He testified. Yeah, he testified. He thought that it was a great idea, and so he invested in it.
It was a great idea.
Sure, because it's fake. It's not even real. It's it's science fiction. Of course, everyone would love to just take a vial of blood and like imagine all of your problems would be solved. I mean, that's essentially how they were selling it. Mm-hmm. With give us a little vial of blood, and we will tell you everything that you can avoid, every disease, every medical issue that could ever come up, we can help you avoid that. Who wouldn't sign up for that?
I bet you there'll be somebody will actually do that.
I hope,
someday. Sure. But in the meantime, she had a star that was rising fast. She was young, 30 years old when all of this happened?
Early 30s, yep.
Yeah. So anyway, the company was dissolved in 2018. The creditors got anything. So she was charged with making knowingly false statements, and that's kind of what they got her on. So what is that entitled to her? 3-4 years in jail, that'll be about it, right? I'm sure not going to
You know, I haven't long. Seen, based on what she's been found guilty of, I don't know what the sentencing guidelines are, as there's always a huge window, so yes. I'm not sure what she'll end up with. Like, Ghislaine Maxwell, she could face up to 85 years. It doesn't mean she's going to get 85 years.
No.
I mean, she should. But, I don't know what Elizabeth Holmes is up to, but
doesn't
look good. Yep.
Here is the story. This is indescribably delicious. This story about these twins born in California. They were born 15 minutes apart, but their birthdays are on two different days, two different months, two different years. Alfredo Trujillo was delivered at 11:46 on New Year's Eve, and his sister, Ellen, was born just after midnight on New Year's Day. So they're twins. They have different birthdays. I think that's what a great story, isn't it?
If you're a twin, to have your own day, right?
Yeah.
I have cousins who are fraternal twins, a boy and a girl, and so you have to share everything. But it's great if you get one day apart and you each get your own day. I think that's great.
So the boy's birthday is December 31st, 2021, and his sister's birthday is January 1st, 2022. How often is that in the record?
I don't know that I've ever heard that,
Guinness
actually.
Book of World Records, I haven't heard about it either. Yeah. Okay, now, the situation with food prices, the spike that we're all experiencing, apparently, although I think there was some talk early on, Joe Biden said, it'll go down, maybe not so much. Now, according to a lot of the food service experts, there are 20 different types of food, and meat is apparently the most expensive. I don't eat meat, so I don't really see this power. Maybe you have seen the power of the sword here with the increase. And the huge increase in meat prices has been a focus of the Biden administration appropriately. They're focusing, I think Biden's making a speech today, as a matter of fact, to the American Farm Bureau Federation, which is having its annual meeting in, I was supposed to go to it. Where was it? Oh, Atlanta. Okay. So he's supposed to be talking about whether he's going to be there or whether it's going to be on Zoom. But he also is meeting with meat industry leaders. What he's finding is that there is, as you might imagine, huge resistance among the four large conglomerates that control pretty much 85% of the food in the United States. And this is something that's getting, it really, it's getting under my skin because of the unreasonable access these people have to the markets so that they can control the price of grain, corn, soybeans, whatever. And that's what's used to feed the beef. And then so they control the price of what farmers get for selling beef. And the big meat companies now are overcharging grocery stores, and therefore you are being overcharged as well. There's another item here that I thought was pretty significant, Victoria. Starting this month, labels at the grocery store are getting a makeover. And now you will know if whatever food you're eating has been genetically modified. And there were a number, kind of a patchwork quilt of different labels for foods and ingredients that have been scientifically tinkered with. The move now puts a greater burden on you to do your homework to understand what the labels mean. Foods that were labeled as containing genetically engineered ingredients or genetically modified organisms will now be labeled as bioengineered. You can probably have a QR code, I'm guessing, right, to guide you with more information.
Yeah, well, that's how it was supposed to be, right? That you'd be able to know exactly what was on your food label, and that got squashed.
Yep. By the influence of all these businesses
by Monsanto
into the USDA. Right.
Yep.
It's ChemChina. It's Monsanto and Bayer. It's Dow. It's DuPont. All the big, the big, huge. And then there's ADM and Cargill. They're all co-conspirators as well in all of this stuff. Anyway, the USDA has new rules, took effect on the 1st of January, on modified crops. Previous labeling requirements were governed on a state-by-state basis. So now the feds are telling the food companies, you've got to label bioengineered foods. They say it avoids a patchwork of state labeling regulations. Okay, yeah, but is it actually better? Yeah, what I want people to know is what happens when you eat bioengineered foods. The food safety groups that work for the big, huge ag conglomerates will tell you, no risk at all, nah. And the food and druggies have been infiltrated enough by people that are taking positions of influence and power in them. Remember, what happens when the people in an administration are looking for folks to run these agencies, they go to their agencies. They have expertise, supposedly, because they're in the industry, so come work for the government, and then you can change everything so that it's good for your business, then you go back to work for the business. It's a joke. So anyway, there are these private watchdog organizations, Victoria, though, that say the rules contain a lot of loopholes that are aimed at helping out the big ag firms.
Mm-hmm.
Worst part of this law,
not surprised.
The use of the term bioengineered, because it's not a term most people are familiar with. That's what Gregory Jaffe says.
Well, people now know GMO, right? They may not know exactly, like, there's an awareness of GMO. And so now, naturally, they want to change it. Oh, no, it's not GMO. It's bioengineered or whatever. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. And it's just bad for you. And as consumers, we should have more rights. So this is the kind of thing, like, you know, when you look at, and you've talked about this and have educated us on, you know, how many different large, big ag companies have come in and bought up all the smaller ones, and now we're down to, like, you know, one pork producer and one beef producer, and, you know, we're getting dangerously close to that.
The Chinese, the stats are out. I just saw this the other day for the farm show. The Chinese company that bought Smithfield, 70% of the pork industry in this country is controlled by them. So the Chinese control 70% of any whatever it is that you're eating, whether it's sausage, whether it's ham, whether it's a pork loin, whether it's a pork chop, mm-hmm. all of that stuff controlled by the Chinese. There you go, boys and girls.
Well, but the more we keep allowing that, you know, the companies just keep buying up stuff. That's the problem. And I know a lot of people, I know you always are fond of saying, you know, you're a capitalist through and through, but you could make the argument that this is when capitalism goes off the rails. And every single time that a big company buys up their competition, that's the definition of capitalism. But where does it really get us? Look where we are now. And then the government has to step in, and then it becomes political of we don't want more big government. But at the same time, do you want one more than one option of a pork producer? Probably the answer is yes. So it's just we keep going back and forth. And, you know, it's
We're not going forth. We need to be
On the tech end, though. Look at Facebook. Facebook is, as we all can agree, right? They have no trust from the people who use it. And Facebook decided that WhatsApp and Instagram, which were two totally independent, thriving businesses, they were competition. And so Facebook was allowed to buy them both. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're just not stopping any of this.
Today is National Weigh-In Day. Annual celebration.
Not for
today. Big festivities. Well, excuse me, we've been talking about this since before Thanksgiving. I have been. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. This is the day to see what the holiday season did to your bodies in case you're not aware of it. Hello, duh. So weigh yourself. I weigh myself every morning. Do you?
No.
Every morning. I'm down 5 pounds from where I was. I took my own advice. I ate, I was okay. I mean, I wasn't crazy because I didn't have any family around, so I didn't go crazy with what I ate. But I like ice cream, and I like cookies, and
I heard
like
about a brownie sundae, right?
Brownie sundae, right. So, anyway, the bottom line is the point is that you can go to toploss.com and find out how Calitrin works to support your weight loss. Now that you've weighed in and you're aghast at looking at it, you're going to have fitness and health routines and that sort of thing. And when you lose the weight, make sure you keep it off. Check out by going to toploss.com and see how Calitrin can serve you to keep the weight off permanently. 48 past the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Yes, Miss Dutz. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not
someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used in
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is not with us today, but we still have movie items of interest, including a focus, Victoria, on Keanu Reeves, mm-hmm. who apparently has donated a huge chunk of his earnings from the original Matrix. He's been in all of the Matrix movies, has he not?
Yes, he has. The newest
four
one.
Of them, I think, yeah.
The fourth one just came out. Yep, it's out now on HBO Max. And he gave 70% of his earnings from the Matrix years, which, according to this new report,
he got
$10 million up front for the first one.
But he got $31 million afterwards, right?
Then he got $35 million when it became a blockbuster, and so he gave 70% of that, $31.5 million, to research for finding a cure for leukemia, because his younger sister Kim had been battling the disease for 8 years at the time that he made the donation. And so I guess she's in remission now, but he's continued to, he started his own private foundation for kids. And so he didn't even talk about that really until 2009. He said he didn't even attach his name to it. He just wanted the foundation to do its own, you know, good work. And he's a very private guy. He really is. Like, people don't know much about his personal life. So this is a pretty amazing and generous thing to have come out.
So he auctioned himself off on a Zoom date last year.
Yeah.
The money was donated to Camp Rainbow Gold, which is a program in Idaho for children who have cancer. The winning bidder paid $19,000 for the date with him. He is not on the market, apparently, right? Do we know what?
Now, remember, he's dating a woman. I don't even know if she's that much older than he is, but she looks like Helen Mirren, and everyone was convinced that his girlfriend was Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what the argument comes back up from the producers. They say to kind of crank up against these guys like Keanu Reeves, who give, I think, who else has done a lot of that? Dustin Hoffman has done a lot of that sort of thing. I think Dustin Hoffman and Hackman are in real life very close friends. They were college roommates for 2 years, and they maintained a friendship all through their lives. And they started something together. I can't remember what it is. But then there are other people and so who, you know, make a lot of money and they decide what they're going to do with it. So the movie, the movie producer said, well, if you're going to give all the money away, why should we pay you so much? Which is, you know, I mean, think about it that way. Why should we give you all of the money if you're going to just give it away?
Because he's the draw to the box office, right. And if he wants to give all his money away.
It shows you the greed of Disney and these other companies. We're not going to give it to you. We need to give it to our stockholders. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's, I believe the last time we checked in, it was a very good idea to remember the American way, and that is to make and do what you want with your money. This is not communist China, where you get paid by the state to do your job, and everything belongs to the state, and that's the way they want the world to be, so think about that. The next time you go into a store, I'm off on my toot now, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The next time you go into a store, or even going to the movies, I'm not going to any more Jackie Chan movies because I used to like them, even though they were silly, but they were kind of fun, entertaining, but now they're all produced. He's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist government, and all the movies he makes are produced in China, excuse me, now with Chinese money.
Has he even made a movie recently?
I think I saw something recently that he was in a real Chinese movie. I mean, a Chinese action flick.
Yeah.
That was...
Well, you have to kind of wait till the very end of the credits now to see, you know,
right?
To see who's
producing
stuff.
Well, no, you can see at the beginning now when they tell you who the producers are. That is, there always are credits, 2, 3, 4 names of various companies at the beginning of movies. Those are the people who put the money up to produce the movie. That's when it says it's a whatever Disney production. Well, and that's not a good example because Disney owns the means of production. But these other companies, they're just investment firms, basically. Like you see Braun on a lot of – that's an investment. That's a Hollywood slush fund for movies. And some movies just have the money that was raised just for that movie. And then there are other companies that raise a lot of money, like kind of the Red Cross. They raise a lot of money, and then they decide what to do with it afterwards. So you can throw in as much as you want into a pot, and it may get used for a movie that you would like, maybe used for a movie that you wouldn't like, but you don't know that. But that's how a lot of that financing is done. Anyway, congratulations to Keanu Reeves for being a good guy. I would say that was appropriate. Victoria Keelan, happy birthday to her. She's a good lady. Doug Steffen is here. I hope that you think I'm a good guy. At 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.